Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of The Sound Heart. This morning, I'm going to be speaking about the super anthropology of the Spirit of God, or of the Word of God, which is opposed, or diametrically opposed to transhumanism. Transhumanism is a movement, an active movement, I might say, that is not passive. Transhumanism believes that consciousness can be captured and uploaded into a computer for all eternity, therefore bypassing the need for an actual physical body. You and I know that there are also cloning centers around the country and around the world today, and some of the famous people that you and I think we know have been replaced by clones, but we do not understand the legality of clones or how we might recognize each people. We also know that scientists have unearthed some of the skeletons of giants, that is the Nephilim of the Old Testament, and have found DNA through the boulders, or maybe some of the long bones or the femurs of these creatures, and these ancient creatures, and they are attempting to make super soldiers. So this becomes very interesting when we think about the final battle of Battle of Armageddon and who will be there, what kind of creatures or super soldiers or clones will be a part of this last great event, uprising against the Son of God. That is human viewpoint, and this is what man attempts to do with this knowledge and his wealth. And there are other more ominous man has for man. One writer of the 70s wrote, to man qua man, that is, to man as man, we readily say, good riddance. I believe that was P.S. Skinner, who wrote the book Beyond Freedom and Dignity. And it is well worth reading. I know it's an old book, but that is one of the books that laid the foundation for the post-humanist world that you and I live in today. But I want to focus this morning on what God is still doing in the midst of all of these movements. And I have even spoke to the political movements of our faith. I'm going to do that when I move to YouTube. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, all of these verses beginning at verse 14, 2 Corinthians 5:14, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, and word man, there is gender inclusive, to be both man and woman. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is new creation. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. Now, let me say that Jesus did not come to found a religion. In fact, it was the religious people that crucified him, or that made up phony charts that he would be crucified by the Roman government, because the Jewish people during Jesus' day did not have the power of capital punishment. They would have to go to Rome. And the Romans did crucify Jesus. And Paul was a religious person, a Pharisee. And he left Pharisee when he came to know Christ fully and profoundly and deeply. And so this was the powerful hiatus in Paul's life. He left religion behind for Christ. And his letter to the Colossians, Paul warned believers not to be spoiled or carried off as booty by the religious, or by Judaism, or by the Greek mystery religions, or by Greek philosophy, that is, the Gnostic system. Paul warns believers to leave behind the stoicheia, that is the elemental thing of this world. Because Christ is all in all. God is doing this marvelous thing through the power of his Spirit. He is making human beings, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, we're dead and trespassed in sin. He is making them brand new. Qualitatively new through the power of the Spirit. We don't know how the Spirit of God does this, but we see the power, we see the results of the work of the Spirit of God through the results of what he does. There is evidence that an individual has gone through or has been made new by the power of the Spirit. The word in the New Testament, Greek New Testament, means the word regeneration. The prefix re means again, generation, or rebirth. In other words, rebirth. God does it, and only God can do this. Individuals who are raised in Western religion have a difficult time understanding this because they were raised in so-called churches. They were raised in the matrix of a view of Christianity, which they believe is comprehensive, but it is not. Only the Spirit of God, individuals, brand new, makes the heart of a person brand new. And Jesus said in John 3, it is necessary in the nature of the case that an individual is born anew of the Spirit of God, or else that individual cannot enter into Uranos, that is heaven. That is the word of Jesus himself. That is what God is doing today. The ecclesia, or the church, means the called out ones, the assembly of the called out ones. Yes, the good news is given to all of humanity. In that sense, there is a biblical universalism. But all individuals are not going to come to God because they want to practice the behavior of the dead one. They want to practice their view of life. They want to practice, that is, fulfilling their own appetites or desires. Or they enjoy darkness and love darkness rather than light because they're deeds of being. But as individuals who belong to Christ, you and I are to share the gospel or the good news. This is God's good news. And those who believe in Christ will one day be snatched out of the Yah will end. God is causing it to end. God is bringing it to a close. God is wrapping it up. In the book of Hebrews chapter 1, the writer talks about the temporal nature of this universe and how God did that this universe is wearing down. The writer said it is wearing down, where it burns out like a garment. And God is going to create a new heaven and a new earth where it dwelleth righteousness. This Job writes that the universe is not clean at this sight. No, it is not clean at the sight of God. There are demonic foes and powers that God has to wrap up and put away for all eternity so that this ghastly situation will never, ever happen again. And for the believing ones, we read in the book of Revelation that God will wrap away all tears because the beast there to be won will attempt to wear out the saints of God in the book of Daniel. Will attempt to wear the saints out in breath of death. Therefore, it is imperative for believers to understand the necessity of being built up in one's most holy faith, the book of Jude. We're to be built up in this faith, which was once for all to live to the saints. Jude said, the Jude stated that we are to fight earnestly for this faith. Why? Because God makes people brand new for this world. He is still doing that today. Verse 16, wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh, or according to human viewpoint, yea, though we have known Christ out of the flesh, yet now henceforth know we have no more. Therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation that is made qualitatively new. Do the power of the Spirit of God. As the old things from the past, the old things are passed away, never to be seen again. They're gone. Behold, all things are become new, or all things are become fresh, which remain so. This is what the Word of God promised. Find a place where you can learn the Word of God. You can be built up in your faith, where you will not be stilted or stifled or held down or held back from coming to know God is and what He has for you. People become entrenched in tradition. Well, I can't leave my church, my great, great, great. Well, maybe it's not teaching what you need to learn about God's Word. Maybe it's time to move out. Find a new avenue or venue to learn the Word of God. Don't let tradition hold you back. Don't let fear hold you back. Find a new venue that you have to study God's Word, to learn the truth. Jesus said that the truth set you free. That I alone, in contradistinction to all others, have the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except through me. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.